Good morning. It's January 4th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 29 through 32. And it reads, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." You know, this prayer comes from a gentleman by the name of Simeon. We don't know anything else about Simeon other than this short passage in the gospel. And we're told he is a righteous and devout man who was filled with the Holy Spirit. And the first thing that I love about this passage, even before the prayer, you know, is that we're told this man is filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, we're so accustomed to reading the Bible and hearing about these men that do get filled with the Spirit. You know, John the Baptist or Gideon, Samson, Isaiah, these amazing men of God who did amazing things for the kingdom. Then we have Simeon, a man we know nothing about. And this tells me, really, God is doing so much more than we can think or even try to keep track of, working in the lives of so many more people than we can keep track of. You know, the Apostle John tells us in his gospel, in John 21:25, "Now there are also many things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." You know, God is moving, working, even where we are unaware. So don't discount people just because they don't have a large church, a big YouTube channel, or dozens of books written. You know, Simeon was in the temple, and we're told he was the one with the Holy Spirit. No mention is made of the priests or the leaders of the temple. Just Simeon, you know, but then his prayer in verse 32, you know, he says Jesus will be a light for revelation to the Gentiles. The Jews are here waiting for the coming of their Messiah. And here's this man, again, we know nothing about, prophesying that Jesus is coming as a revelation to the Gentiles. Like, how amazing is that? And look, I understand we all want to be somebody. We all want to do something amazing, but let's let God decide what's amazing. You know, in verse 29, Simeon praises God that he let him see the Messiah so he could die in peace. I take it he wasn't aware or concerned with making a lasting legacy for himself. He was just where he felt God wanted him. You know, so I pray that you would be encouraged today, wherever you are, whatever bumps your life has had along the way. Just be faithful where God has you. You know, in a world where everyone is desiring to find or to be a chief priest, be a Simeon and just let the Lord work. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 20, verse 7 and 8. "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright." And our Proverbs comes from Proverbs 4, 25 through 26. "Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure." And I'll end praying for you, and our prayer comes from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him." God bless.